there's a point at which this guy gets out of the ocean having just glimpsed the meaning of existence and then loses the thread and can't really remember. And which I realized as I read the novel corresponded to a moment in my childhood where I thought, okay, I've got to write everything down that I'm thinking right now or I won't have it when I get older. Which seems something like what motivates a lot of your work, that trying to get back into that portal that to lost knowledge of childhood.
I remember being a kid and reading books by adults for children, with children in them, and going, you don't remember.
Exactly.
You have no
You're pretending.
Idea. You're faking this.
Yeah.
And going, is that going to happen to me? Am I going to grow up and forget? I have to remember. I have to be one of the ones who remembers. Some of these people remember. And that was important. Although, strangely, the ocean, that little moment of remembering everything and forgetting was something that happened to me when I was about 11, when... No, younger. I would have been about 10. And I was strangled by a actually vaguely well-meaning older kid. Who, at that point,
well,
we had...
He was a well-meaning strangler.
He was a well-meaning strangler. We had ties. You know, we're kids in an English school. You wore a tie. You wore a shirt and tie. And my tie was loose. And he came up and he was like, do your tie up. And pulled it tight and walked away. And I stumbled around for a moment and then collapsed. And he found me a few minutes later walking back the other way. And the other kids had thought I was pretending or something stupid was happening. So and he came over and undid my tie and I started breathing. And I remember the sensation of coming up from deep waters. And I remember feeling that I had known everything just for a while in there, just for a moment. I'd known everything. And now I was back in the real world. And it was
Heaven
fading.
Is for Real by Neil Gaiman.
Exactly.